Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. On this episode, I wanted to talk about mental health. As many of us know, there are a lot of people who are struggling with mental health. And if you listen to my previous episodes, you will see that I talk about the importance of being kind. You never know what someone is going through. Be respectful, have manners, and regardless if anyone is going through anything or not, you should still be kind. And just because someone looks a certain way, just because someone may be famous and have access to whatever they want, they can go shopping, they can travel, all of those things are external. It doesn't mean that on the inside, someone is actually feeling good about themselves. There are a lot of people who go through things in their childhood and they stay stuck in that same place. Although they are getting older, they are still stuck in that place of trauma, things that happen to them that they are never able to move past, or it just could be any other thing that they have gone through in their life at a certain point, and they just can't get past it. So they can have people who love them, they can have people surrounding them, supporting them, but if within yourself you are not good, you haven't healed, none of those things are going to matter. So let's make sure that we are mindful in the way that, you know, we are treating people. Don't make assumptions. Don't say negative things to people. I feel like social media has created a platform where people can bully other people and not be seen. You know, a lot of times people just say very rude and cruel things to people. And, you know, on the flip side, it can be good for promotion, exposure, but a lot of it also, it can be very damaging to people, especially when they're already in a dark place and it takes one comment, one negative word to take someone backwards and, you know, put them in an even worse place that they don't need to be. So I just wanted to speak on this topic because, again, a lot of people are struggling, and although it may seem as though they are happy and they are smiling and everything looks great from the outside, you still never know what is going on within someone when they are by themselves, you know, when no one is around. You don't know what they are dealing with, what they're struggling with. So I just wanted to share a positive message to anyone who may be struggling with mental health. If you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling suicidal, please just know, I don't know if you have a relationship with God or not, or if you believe in God, but I just want to tell you firsthand that God is real. And having faith in God and believing in Him and believing in yourself and just knowing that He has a plan for your life. He is already ahead of you. You just have to pray for strength and guidance for Him to lead you down the right path. But please allow Him in. And don't just pray when you're going through a challenging time. You have to remember to pray during the good times and the challenging times. And just keep God at the forefront of your life. Every single day you should be waking up thanking God to be able to see another day, to have the opportunities, to have the blessings that you have in your life, and work on yourself internally. Work on those things that are hindering you. Work on those things that are hurting you, that are making you angry. Talk to someone, whether it's a therapist, a family member, the people who have hurt you in your life. Sometimes you may not get the answers, the closure that you need, but you still have to do it for you. Try to work on it for you. But open yourself up and work through those feelings. You can't avoid them. You can't act like it's not happening. Because the more that you do that, the worse it's going to get for you. Everything is just going to pile up and you're going to explode. And that's not healthy. So I'm praying for everyone going through a tough time. And just know that you have to believe that you can get through it. You have to believe that you have a purpose. You have a reason to be here in this world. And know that you have people that love you. And just really work on yourself. You have to love yourself first. You have to believe in yourself first. You have to put yourself first Sometimes people do everything for everyone else and neglect themselves in the process, and you can't do that. So I just wanted to share those words. Again, it's very hurtful just to see so many people going through so many things. And again, let's make sure that we are being kind to one another and respecting one another. Thank you so much to everyone who continues to listen. I'm thankful to all my listeners. Thank you to all new listeners that I have. I really appreciate you. I look forward to bringing you more good content. And until then, I am wishing everyone peace and blessings.